LFU, welcome back. It is the second episode of Lads Pre-Match Pod, the second match day of Leeds United's 26-27 season. So, of course, this is Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, need to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. But first, before we talk about anything, how was the weekend? First match of the season, done. It's done. And we got 3 points. A great win late on. What a strike by Anton Stack. Performance itself could do with a bit of work. But 3 points at what is a difficult away ground. Let's see what I had to say straight after the game.
Nottingham Forest 0, Leeds United 1, and what a way to start the season off. I mean, the game itself wasn't that great. I didn't get to watch it, kind of glad I didn't. I had to listen to it, and we were okay in that first half. We kind of went at Forest a bit. In that second half, just we got absolutely battered. And thank God for Anton Stack being a free kick specialist. And if the ball's outside the box, he might as well be in the 6-yard box because he's that clinical from there. What a free kick it was from him. There's definitely a lot more to build on performance-wise, but it's first game of the season. It's Nottingham Forest away. Let's see if we can go beat them again on Tuesday. But 3 points to start the season off. We're so back.
Yeah, it was. It feels like we're back now. Doesn't it? It feels like we're back. The season's back. Leeds are back. Winning games. It feels good. But yeah, the performance in total, like, it from the sounds of it, and of course, I watched Match of the Day. I watched the short highlights on Sky Sports, and I listened to the game. From the sounds of it, we kind of had them in the first half. It was a game of two halves. We had them in the first. They kind of got onto our backs in the second, but luckily, we just had a moment of awesomeness from Anton Stack with a brilliant free kick, just an outrageous finish, even to just try it from there. But that's what Stack does. We saw it against Villa. We know he can score from these what seemingly look like impossible positions on a football pitch. But it was a solid result. You know, you can't complain about 3 points away at the City Ground. Performance does need work. I think the team just needs to gel together a bit more. I think there's certain players who just look a little bit out of place right now. And do you know what? Let's talk about them in the Merv Awards. How good does that feel, LFU? The first Merv Awards of the Leeds United season. So, of course, this is where I go through every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game. And then I rate them out of 10. At the end of the season, I'm going to add them up and see if anybody can knock Ethan Ampadu off the Merv Award pedestal. Can they take the award from him? I think it's going to be a very tough ask. But regardless, let's talk about the players against Nottingham Forest. So, of course, we're going to be starting off with the goalkeeper. And, of course, I'm talking about James Trafford. I have to say, a very, very good performance from James Trafford. He made some very important saves. I think, personally, he's up there as a possible contender for man of the match in that game. I think he very easily could have been. Great saves left, right, and centre, commanding in the box. And I tell you what, he's been getting, I feel bad for him because he's been getting a lot of slate about his post-match interview that he did. And do you know what? I don't see why people are having a laugh with him, because you know what? It's none of that like media-trained nonsense. What he's saying is actually correct when you think about it. You know, to dumb it down, to put it into layman's terms for you, he's basically saying, look, we shouldn't be worrying about what's going to happen in 2, 3, 4 games times. Let's just take it game by game and let's just go for it. And that's what you want to hear. What he said was so good, and that's the mentality that we need to have. Right, sack the next two games. We need to think about what's happening now in the moment in this match that we're playing rather than looking down the line. Let's just go for it and get the win. He's absolutely bang on with what he's saying, and of course, a great performance to back it up as well. James Trafford gets an 8 from me. And then I'm going to pair up Justin and Bogle for this one because they got the same exact score. I might be being a bit tight here, but of course, I didn't watch the whole entire game. I only listened and saw the highlights. I'm going to go both of them 5s. I don't think they did enough. I think Bogle had some okay moments, but I don't think he was any better than James Justin. So Justin and Bogle, they both get 5s. We're moving on to Mumerovic now. He gets an 8. I think he was on par with Trafford from the sounds of it and from what I saw on telly as well. He's an absolute Rolls Royce at the back, isn't he? And we've got ourselves some player, I'll tell you that. His composure, passing it from out the back, his physicality, he can win headers in the box. He's looking like a very good sign in that Mumerovic. And then moving on, Biol and Rodon both get 7s, both solid games, but not as good as their fellow centre-back partner. And then moving into midfield, Ampadu, he gets a 6. I don't think it was Ampadu's best game. I think we can see a lot more from Ethan Ampadu, but an okay game from him. Anton Stach gets a 7. I think he was pretty poor in the first half into the second half a little bit. He just looked really sluggish, but again, it's Anton Stach and he pulls out something wonderful like that. That's why we need him playing all the time. Brendan Aaronson, he gets a 5, and so does Harry Wilson. I thought Harry Wilson was an interesting one, in my opinion, because, you know, there's so much expectation with him. We know how good of a player he was for Fulham, so we're kind of expecting him to get off to a flyer. But he was a bit slow. But then again, I think he's still just waiting. You know, when I was saying earlier about, you know, players just needing to gel into the team a little bit more, Harry Wilson is one of those players. I think him and DCL just need to get on a certain wavelength with each other. And when they do, they're going to be brilliant. Because for the goal that was given offside, you know, if Wilson wasn't there, held his run, or just left the ball, DCL's in behind him. But again, that's going to come with playing with each other a lot, training with each other. He's going to be a fantastic player for Leeds. It might just take a couple games, but he gets a 5. And DCL, I've given him a 4. I just don't think he did anything in the game. Nothing stood out for me. He barely had any chances on goal. I don't think he affected the game all that much. So DCL gets a 4. And then moving on to the subs, Okafor and Longstaff, they both get 5s. I think Okafor came on, did all right. But again, I don't think he impacted the game too much. Good direct runs forward, but again, that's what we see from Noah Okafor all the time. And Longstaff just came on, did his job in the midfield, and was fine. So there we go, LFU. That's the first Merv Awards of the season for Nottingham Forest away. And guess what? The second one is also going to be Nottingham Forest away. We'll talk about that in a moment, but I just wanted to touch on this quickly because loads, and I mean loads of reports in the past couple days, LFU, have been coming out about Leeds United possibly getting Mykhailo Mudryk on loan. Now, in my opinion, would this be a decent signing? Yes. However, would I want to sign him? No, not really. I think the deal is going to be an absolute faff on. Chelsea are asking for a heavy loan fee. They want to guarantee him game time, which, you know, at Leeds United, of course, apparently his preferred destination is us, but I just don't see him getting that game time. I think he's going to be in good competition with Okafor, but Chelsea will want him to go somewhere where he will get games. I just avoid, personally. I think Mudryk will be is going to be a good player. Like, we have to keep in mind, he was signed for 100 million not so long ago, but then he was also banned from football for 2 years. So this guy hasn't played in a long, long time. It'd be a good pickup if we get him, but it's got to be on the right terms. But it's looking like Chelsea aren't going to give him up that easily. But it's one to watch in case it comes back, because he quite fancies Leeds from the sound of it. So that's kind of like the only transfer talk that we've had. There's another one which I'm going to mention in a moment that we came that we found out from the FARC presser, an announcement soon after that as well. So let's get into that. Pre-match, it's Nottingham Forest away in the Carabao Cup today. Let's talk about what happened in FARC's presser. So Goodmanson is still out, probably going to have a couple more weeks of that, annoyingly. And then there was no reply on Mudrick when he was asked about that, of course, because he isn't going to talk about another player in another club, is he? And Sam Byram has finally left Leeds United. I mean, I don't say finally as in a, woo, Sam Byram's gone. I would have quite liked him to stay, you know, a bit of a character round the club, but in reality, he just wasn't going to get a sniff. He's gone to Borough. He's done a Luke Ayling, so it's going to be nice for them to link up. And that was kind of it from the FARC press conference. So let's get into the starting 11. What do I want to see in tonight's game against Forest? Well, Lucas Perry, he's still here. If you were listening to last episode, you know, game match day one, Nottingham Forest on Saturday, you would have known that I thought Perry was long gone from this club. Turns out, he's not. He's still here. He was on the bench. So I think Perry is going to get game time. I don't think James Trafford will. And I don't see the point in giving Cairns anything. And late Lainu, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Lienu Lainu, he's going to be at left back. And then a central three of Elvedi, Rodon and Mumerovic, with Bogle playing on the right-hand side. Longstaff and Tanaka in midfield, and a front three of James, Nemecha, Okafor. A nice rotated 11 with some first-team players in there, but that's purely because of the depth that we have at the minute, such as the three centre-backs, the left-back. I would like us to get someone else just so we're not relying on a youth academy player. But apart from that, it's Carabao Cup. I don't really care too much about what happens in this game. Of course, it's great for a Leeds win. Of course, it's great for a cup run. But again, let's just get some players, some game time. Let's get them performing well so they can be dangerous for the league. Score prediction for tonight. Again, I'm not going to read too much into it because it's Carabao Cup. I think we could probably beat Forest. I mean, we have beaten Forest evidently on Saturday, but it's going to be a different game. Under the lights, we'll be putting out a second string team, but so will they possibly, but they'll want to get one back. But LFU, I've always got to back Leeds United. I'm going for a 2-1 Leeds United win. Let's go get a nice result against Nottingham Forest for the second time, eh? Do it in the cup this time. Anyway, you've heard enough of me talking about all the pre-match conversation ahead of tonight's game against Forest. Let's see what Dad has to say.
I don't think I've recovered from the daylight robbery of that stack banger on Saturday, to be honest with you, but absolutely buzzing from it still. I really think that this season in the Premier League is so interesting, because I think there's so much disruption to the big teams, and even that kind of layer below, whether you know, you're counting people like Bournemouth and Newcastle in that. And you know, even last night, Chelsea, you've got to be the favourites out of those big teams. Although, you know my feelings, I don't think Chelsea are a big team. They've just got a load of money. But they've got to be the favourites to challenge Arsenal out of them all, and yet conceded two goals more from Fulham. So, yeah, what you've got to look at here is there's a real opportunity for teams like Leeds, who have got a manager who's been there 3 years, been with that squad. We've got a brilliant squad in psychological, in chemistry. And as we showed on Saturday against Nottingham Forest, we're willing to do the grind. Not a great performance second half, but we grinded it. We kept Stack on when he should have come off. He scores an absolute corker of a goal. Yeah, sure, keeper rubbish. But this is going to be tight. And what we need to do tonight is give more minutes to those players like Longstaff. We've got Nemecha needs to get on form. However, on the strikers, I've got to say, I do think Dominic Calvert-Lewin should be used tomorrow. I think if he gets on the score sheet as early as possible, get that confidence going, you know, that is just as important as getting the Metcher match fit. So, yeah, we're going to make changes. I think that's just what Farke will do, but our changes are going to be strong. I think it will be the same case for Forest, who their two new signings were on the bench. Therefore, I think it's going to be another tight game. I think there may be more goals in this. I'm going to go 2-2, and it'll go to extra time penalties. I can't remember if it goes straight to penalties or not, but I think it'll finish 2-2. I think it'll be tight. We'll see more goals tonight. But yeah, 2-2 is my prediction. But I've got to say, as much as it'll be lovely to get on a cup run, I think that just does benefit a team. It's all about Brentford on Sunday, right? We've just got to make sure we're prepared for them. And what a great challenge. If we get 3 points off Brentford, wow, what a start.
So, Dad thinking a win on penalties. Going to be a tight game, but his focus is on Sunday. And some good points there from Dad, especially about the Premier League this season. I think there is an opportunity for teams like Leeds to work their way up higher up the league, because at the minute, I know it's match day one, so we're kind of just like, you know, stabbing in the dark here at opinions, but Arsenal only look like the best team. They look like the best team out there at the minute. There's not really any other standout performers. I think this could be a very fun Premier League season, and I tell you what, I'm absolutely bang up for it. But nevertheless, it's Carabao Cup tonight, so let's hope we can get into the next round. And Dad's saying about Calvert-Lewin starting tonight. Well, I know what happened last time he started for Leeds United in Carabao Cup round one or round three, whatever you want to call it, against Sheffield Wednesday. A horror game, that was a horror game. But regardless, LFU, thank you very much. Make sure to follow the socials. It's Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. We're going to be back on Sunday for Brentford at home, the first home game of Leeds United's Premier League campaign, but all the focus is on tonight for Nottingham Forest away for the second time in 3 days in the Carabao Cup. So whenever you're getting up to LFU, whether you're going to the game tonight, staying at home or watching it, or going to the pub or listening on the radio, make sure you have a cracking night, whatever you're doing, and make sure you're back here for Sunday for Brentford at home. Come on, Leeds!